The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. This is the show where we talk about your life and your money and that intersection between the things that you want and you need and all your plans for your family and where that intersects with your money and your finances and your investments and your retirement plan and your home and all those things and the nice shiny things you want to buy too. Those things are part of it. And that vacation you want to take, that's all part of it. And if you want to reach Kelvin, you can always visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can call him on the phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And don't forget, when you're on Kelvin's website, you can click the schedule a call link in the top right corner and pick a time and date of your choosing. And you got a call with Kelvin and you don't have to play telephone tag or anything like that. But for now, you get to sit back and listen to Kelvin. Kelvin, how you doing today?
Good morning, Chris. Good, actually. Everything good with you?
Everything's great. You know, I get a lot of fun. My young twins are crawling and climbing and just basically getting into everything. So I've trying my best to keep the house baby proofed. So that's a thing. My main financial plan is baby gates. I'm bullish on baby gates and anything that will save children from killing themselves, basically.
So how old are they now, Chris?
10 months. They're 10 months, just over 10 months now. So they're, it's amazing how much time has flown because I remember telling you that they had been born. And yes. So much has changed and my outlook has changed. And, you know, I look at sort of, you know, I've got a boy and a girl and I look at them and see the differences and see the way that, you know, so many things you expect from a boy or you expect from a girl and you're proven right or you're proven completely wrong and you find out that, you know, some of the stereotypes aren't necessarily true. And that's something that we're going to be talking about here today and talking about investment and finances specifically catered to women. And hey, guys, don't turn off the radio just because we said it's catering specifically to women. You got women in your life. And in a lot of cases, they're probably the breadwinner in the house. So whether it's your mother, your sister, your wife, your daughter, there's a lot of that. And to the ladies in the audience, I welcome you to join us as you always do and to call Kelvin at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN to talk to him more about the financial needs that you have. And it's really interesting because not only are we going to be joined by Kelvin, but also Kelvin's assistants, Alex and Hillary as well, to get a little bit of an insight more on how, you know, Kelvin's clients react and react differently, you know, based on, you know, gender lines. Men and women definitely do have some different outlooks, but I think that women especially are playing a bigger role in finances. But before we get into all that, Kelvin, you know, the stock market has been doing some interesting things. The economy is doing interesting things. We've talked a lot about if we're not facing a recession, then it's already happened. Where do we stand on all that right now?
Yeah, so a really interesting week, you know, a lot of earnings were out and so on and so forth. A recession, it looks like, from my opinion, that we're, like I said, we're in it, and I think we'll get out of it. It seems as though inflation has peaked in the U.S. at about 8.4, which is why the markets are doing what they're doing, heading up. You know, I always say it's timing. You know, it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. So before we get to our topic, let me just tell you a little bit about where we are today. So the S&P, which is a Standard & Poor's, is a real measure of the economy, right? I mean, we listen to the TSX and the Dow and all of that, but the S&P is the true measure. So when I look at the S&P today, it's about 4,200. So currently, if you invest your money's invested, you'll know that year to date, the S&P is down 11%. If we look at a 5-year return, it's up 11%. We look at a 10-year return, it's up 11. So what does that tell us? It tells us don't do anything. Readjust your portfolio. Make sure you're where you want to be as far as energy, financials, healthcare, things like that, and you'll be fine. I had said in our last few shows, don't open your June statement. And guess what? Some people didn't, which is good for them. And some people did. So I had a client that called me on Friday, no, Thursday. My gosh, Calvin, I opened my statement and I'm down. So I said, well, what date was that? He said June 30th. So we looked at his statement. I think Hillary sent him a statement on Thursday. And guess what? He's way back up where he was before the
Wow.
markets went down. So you know what? Don't open your statements. If you did, not to worry. It doesn't mean anything. So, okay.
Look, yeah, you've got something to look forward to for your next statement when hopefully you'll continue on an
Yeah.
upward trajectory.
So the topic today is women and individual financial planning. And I thought instead of myself talking about from a guy's perspective, I thought I'd bring on Hillary and Alex, who do a lot of my customer service, talk to clients and so on about everything actually.
And I think it's
And
great to meet the people behind Calvin the Money Guy, because you've got this great team behind you that actually helps, work out all of the things when it comes to the customer service and everything like that as well. And, to have Hillary and Alex here, it helps us out not only in the perspective of, yeah, they're both women and they're going to have a good perspective on this, but also they talk to your clients a lot as well. And also it gives us a bit of a back ground and behind the scenes look on what kind of interaction you're going to have when you do business with Calvin the Money Guy.
Right, exactly. So when I started with Hillary and Alex started researching this topic, as we always do, remember I'm a big stats guy, right? We know the Maple Leafs haven't won the cup in how long? Long time,
That's not a
right?
stat we need to look at. What are we
All
doing here?
right. Anyhow, so what I find is, well, the stat says that 4 in 10 Canadian women admit they know very little about finances and investments, right? And this is the very first time in history where women hold more senior jobs and earn and control more money than ever before, right? In fact, there's a good chance that at some point in their lives, they'll be in charge of the majority of household finances, either through, their own sweat or brow, or from inheritance. So it's very, very important, I think, that all of us, especially women, maybe pay some attention to some of the stats and do some planning. And that's why I thought Hillary and Alex will be appropriate to talk about these things. So, Alex, Hillary.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks so much for being a part of the show, guys. It's so great to have you here. I think it's really interesting. Maybe it's just sort of from my narrow perspective, but I often find that the women in my life, at least, are more conservative when it comes to finances. At least, especially my wife will always be a little bit more risk averse when we decide to, talk to our advisor and, work out exactly what's going on with our mutual funds and things like that. And my wife will always be a little bit more steady as she goes, and I'm the one taking all kinds of stupid risks. And maybe that's just like the guy in me. But is that something that you guys find, or what's your interaction, I guess, and your thoughts on that?
You're 100% true. Men are typically, the crazy risk takers, and women, we're here to kind of reel you guys back in, make sure that you're not being too crazy. And it's
Thank you for
interesting
that.
that you say that because Calvin's main financial mantra is slow and steady wins the race. So for these trendy investments that are a bit more high risk, that's something that it doesn't really align with Calvin's plan, and women, their slow and steady pace to investing and less risk averse is perfectly in line with Calvin the Money Guy's mantra.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, when I think about what I've been doing for the last 25, 30 years, and I meet with couples, it's really interesting to see what happens, who controls what and who does what, right? So you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Typically, 85% of women control their family's day-to-day finances.
And then since COVID, we've noticed that more than 2.3 million women have left the labor force as compared to 1.8 million of men.
Wow.
So it's just, I know, right? It's interesting.
Yeah, so that's why I say, I think, from my opinion, from what I see, it's important that we sit down and have a chat about, you know, why should women use a financial planner? Like, why, you know, why should they sit down and get involved when their planner comes over with their spouse, or, you know, now we can do everything on Zoom. So why should a woman use a financial planner?
So it's sad to say, but women do have a very specific and unique financial journey compared to men. In doing some research for this topic, we took a look at the Government of Canada's website, and we found some kind of sad, shocking facts. So women are still dealing, of course, with the pay inequity. That's still an issue for women. So the latest stats from 2020 is showing that women earn 89 cents for every dollar that men earn. So women are already starting off with less resources than men. On top of that, typically a traditional 40-year work period that men are usually following, a lot of times women are not able to be in the workforce for that long. And it's not always for kids, which is one of the number one reason. Unfortunately, women are still the ones that have to have kids. So maybe that'll change in the future. But right now, that's where it's at. So, you know, women have to interrupt their careers for at least a part of that, you know, to have children. And even those who are not choosing to have children, women are typically the ones who are responsible for caregiving for their parents, their aging parents as well. So normally at some point, they're going to have less earning years, which means that we have to have a very different financial plan when it comes to women's finances than we would with a traditional male work year.
That's really interesting. And to look at those differences, and not only sort of to the women who are mothers, but, you know, obviously the women who have to take care of their mothers and fathers and elderly parents as well. When you look at especially a sandwich generation who's got, you know, taking care of children and elderly parents, you wind up, you know, being pulled in two different directions, and with women taking the brunt of that, you know, it's great to see women taking a larger role in finances and in their own careers, but then to also have more and more challenges, obviously, is another reason to have someone in your corner who has seen the ups and downs and can help you walk through and make sure that you've got the right plan. We'll talk more about that as the show continues. Don't forget, you can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can call him anytime, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. More with Hillary, Alex, and Kelvin the Money Guy coming up here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money. You can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can call him anytime, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Thank you so much for making us part of your weekend and your Sunday morning. I invited you to check out Kelvin's website, but if you've never listened before, Kelvin, who's Kelvin? Who's this Kelvin? He's the money guy. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country, and he's just generally a great guy to know. And today we're talking not only with Kelvin, but with the ladies who make sure that Kelvin is on track and make sure that everything works in his office. That's his assistants, Hillary and Alex. And we're happy to have them here, not only because it gives us a good background into how things work at Kelvin the Money Guy headquarters, but also how things work when we're talking about specifically individual investment for women. And that's something that we're talking about here today in the last segment, talking about how women are more and more involved in the workforce and thus finances, but also involved in their finances at home and taking care of children, of course, taking care of elderly parents, which is a bigger and bigger facet of everyone's life these days. And, you know, how does that kind of pinch affect, you know, a woman's finances maybe differently than men in your experience?
And you know, Chris, I think we had ended in saying that, you know, why use a financial planner? So I always think of a financial planner as a personal trainer, you know, someone who knows how to ask the right questions and, you know, help you create a plan to focus on a lot of serious things in your life. You know, when you work with a planner, the task of organizing your finances, you know, investing to achieve your goals, things like paying down your debt in the right amounts, and protecting yourself against any devastating events that may happen to you. And I think that's where a financial planner, Hillary, I think, comes in, because we get these questions from clients all the time about something might happen in their lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we all know, you make a plan and rarely does it ever go to plan. So because Calvin's been doing this for 30 years, it's very rare that somebody will call us with what they think is an obstacle. And 9 times out of 10, we've been there, done that. We can advise them correctly and ensure that they are continuing to meet their goals.
Yeah. And I think that that's true of so many situations. You know, you think that you've got this sort of very unique problem, right? You think that you've got some, you know, this is the first time this has ever happened to anyone. But oftentimes, you know, Kelvin has had a client that's been through that before, or at least heard of someone who has, and you can work out and navigate that plan. And like so many things, you know, you can throw rocks in the way of a river, but the river is going to find a way to run through it as long as you've got the right course and you know how to push through.
That's 100% correct. As long as you have someone who's on your side and willing to take the time to listen to you and really cater to your expectations of life and your long-term goals, it's nice to have someone alleviate some of that stress that women and men carry in their day-to-day lives. Women normally tend to be the, you know, the caregivers of both parents and children. And then when you also have to think about, oh my gosh, do I have enough money to spend on school or after school programs or anything like that? It's really nice to have that ear to just sit there listening and be like, okay, this is where you are. This is where you want to be. Let's make that happen for you and really cater it to the details of how you want to live your life.
Well, one thing I disagree with is the stress. Us guys have no stress, right, Chris?
Oh yeah, cool as cucumbers. I think that there is sort of an extra stress, and you know, just thinking about what I was saying in the previous segment about how, you know, my wife is a more conservative investor than I am, and probably more risk averse. And thinking about what Alex and Hillary were just saying about how women are primary caregivers to children and to elderly parents, and it really makes sense that you're going to be more risk averse because you have to end up wearing the results of your bad decisions if you make them. So you're probably going to be, you know, if you've got to deal with the consequences, you're going to be a little bit more careful with things. And I think that that sort of plays a lot into it. And Alex, like you were saying, you know, when you have children, you want to think about all sorts of things that you want to get them involved in, after school programs and sports and things like that. And, you know, God forbid your kid wants to get into hockey and all the costs that that's going to go into the equipment and everything like that. There's so many things that you have to account for. That's not just, you know, the things that you want. Now there's the things that this bratty little kid wants too, and they're not going to take no for an answer.
And you know, one of the things that I found is that when women take a really controlling part, I don't know if that's the right word, but really big interest in their money, you know, being a role model with money for your children, especially for women, is critical to set them up for success, because we take our money things from our fathers, right? It seems like. But I think, you know, if women take a real control of it, they'll make their, not only them successful, but their kids very successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've talked about this before, but we're seeing now second and third generation of Calvin's clients. Mm-hmm. And Calvin's big on education, you know, clearly. And mm-hmm. he doesn't only advise, but he really, really teaches. And we're seeing our clients that are coming in with their children, especially with their daughters. Mm-hmm. I think people are really prioritizing making sure that their daughters and the females in this world are well taken care of. They want to make sure that they have the knowledge to do well independently on their own. And it's really nice to see how interested that fathers are to bring their daughters in and meet with Kelvin, chat with him, set a plan in order, no matter what their age is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the benefit of planning. I think the benefit of planning today for tomorrow will give you the freedom to live the life that you want in the future. So, you know, our show, Chris, is always about, you know, your life and your money. I mean, we talked about the money, about the markets in the beginning of the show, but this show is really about your life, about some of the things that maybe you didn't do in the past, or you never really took control of because you let someone else do it. I think now it's come to the time where women really have to take the bull by the horn, right? When it comes to money.
100% on that, especially because women do tend to outlive men. Like most men, mm-hmm. they say can live up to 80, whereas women live up to the age of 84. So with that in mind, it is always a good idea to have someone on your side and, you know, and educate you. So that way further down the line, you're not as worried or not as stressed.
I wonder why that is, eh, Chris? I wonder why you died
for those risk-taking men.
It's all
men
part
are...
of our plan. Yeah.
You know, we're letting a secret slip.
I think it really is interesting as you talk about sort of this is maybe a bit of a generational change when it comes to Kelvin's clients bringing in their young daughters and stuff to work on their financial plan. Because when I talk to women who are Gen X or baby boomers, they almost feel like they had to sort of learn a lot about money the hard way or in a very sort of unorganized way, in that they had to sort of figure it out from behind the scenes. And they got it. They figured it out. But I think that there's more now emphasis on women being financially independent and your daughters being financially independent as well. So that, you know, when you're at a young age, you know, I knew more people, you know, as millennial, more young women who were able to afford their first condo on their own than I knew young men who were able to afford. The men had to meet a smart woman in order to afford a condo to put a down payment with them. But far more women were able to do it on their own, at least in my, you know, limited experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any millennial or even Gen Z, we'll say, Gen mm-hmm. Z, should I say, we grew up in the independent women era. You know, we mm-hmm. have Beyonce to thank for that movement. That's how we grew up, you know, thinking that we have to have our own money, buy our own homes. Women are now delaying their marriage until their careers are set up. They're delaying children until their careers are set up. And they also want to bring something to the table when they get married. They want to bring assets. And that's the trend that we're typically seeing. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I think we're getting rid of the stereotypes that women can't control money or have a budget.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, the whole world is changing. Eh? And I think as women, I mean, not my guys, but that's why I brought you two on to talk as women, to see the changing role and what's happening, not only on paper and statistics that we read, but actual clients that call in and chat with us about, you know, their money life.
Mm-hmm. We're finding more and more female clients of yours are calling in more, especially when you send out a newsletter or they hear about market events and they really want to know what can they do to ensure their future. And it's amazing. We have women clients who are part of financial groups who interchange knowledge about what they've learned. But it's always good to have somebody from the outside who's a professional looking in and saying, okay, you have this, but let me give you a little bit more education and give you a little bit more details as to how and why.
You know, it's funny you say that because I've got clients, which you probably, maybe you're talking about, that they have individual
Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah, they have all these groups, right? Like investment
they have
groups.
Facebook groups. So actually, one of our clients, she has a Women in Finance Facebook group and shares a lot of the knowledge from Kelvin's newsletters and our shows over here. And we're finding now women want to talk more about it, and we're getting a lot of referrals specifically from women.
But one of the mistakes I think they make there is, who do they ask? Google.
Yes, true. Yeah.
They shouldn't ask Google too many things, because Google is an algorithm that tells you what you want to know. I think with women that have these financial groups and whatnot, should, you know, maybe call into like us and get our opinion on what's happening. It's really cool that people are taking women. Ironically, you know, women are instinctively know the benefits of planning. I mean, they plan our lives when we're growing up. Like my mom, like, you know, you guys already know what to do. But yeah. I think sometimes you get kind of, in my opinion, you ask Google too many things.
And you don't ask Google, you ask Kelvin, and that's the name of the website. You can visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or if you just want to ask him a question, give him a ring, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Talking more about women and investing coming up here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. This is Chris Creston here as always. Thank you so much for making us part of your weekend. You can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a ring on the old telephone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And today on Your Life, Your Money, we're talking about women and individual financial planning. And not only are we joined by Kelvin, the money guy, but also the money women. Hillary and Alex are Kelvin's assistants, and they make everything work back at Money Guy headquarters. And we were talking in the last segment about some of the differences between men and women. And I think it's definitely one of the things that I see with women versus men, and men are stubborn. Now, we already talked about how men take risks, but men are also stubborn, and men are not also more likely, in my humble opinion, as someone who is exactly like this, not willing to admit when they don't know something. You know, like if it's almost like Tim the Toolman Taylor, like if Wilson tells him something over the fence, he's like, right. Like, I am that guy who will sort of go along and nod along as if I know what the person is talking about. And I think that that's something that, as a stereotype, women are far less likely to do. So when they don't know something, they will ask and they will try to understand it in a way that I think the guys are kind of like, I can't admit to this other man that I don't know what I'm talking about because I'll feel, yeah. And then you don't learn anything. And I think that that's so great, as Hillary and Alex were talking in the last segment about how there's the Facebook groups where you can all sort of chat and share experiences and figure out where people have done things right and done things wrong. My wife is in a twin parent WhatsApp chat where they all talk about things. All our babies were born at the same time. There was a guy's chat too for the dads. Not a single message has been shared in 10 months between the dads. We're not that comparing notes all about diapers or about formula or about feeding solids or any of those things. But the women are talking every day and making things happen and learning from each other's, mistakes, learning from each other's wins, and finding a way to sort of share that information. Whereas I don't think dudes are doing that.
Well, you know, I gotta say, women, they make a to-do list, right? So they can stop worrying about possibly forgetting things and things like that. Where I find that women lack is doing the same thing with their money. They plan everything else out, but this is where this topic comes in, because they make a list so they don't forget things, and they carry on. But when it comes to money planning, when the poll that was done, only 56% have 56% of women don't have a written financial plan, right? And stunningly enough, 60% of those age 45 to 54 don't have a plan. Wow. And that's the age group with women that are really can control a lot of wealth through inheritance or whatever as we get older. So a lot of them don't have plans. And that's the idea of why, you know, you need to sit down with a financial advisor and get something done. So, and you guys doing what you do mm-hmm. with me, mm-hmm. what do you think people should expect from a financial planner or advisor, you think?
Well, the number one thing is that you need to find one who listens to you. That's the number one most important thing. And, you know, us women, we love to talk. So that's super, super important for us. But not only that, it's because we all have unique situations and we want to feel like somebody cares and we're connected to them. Also, that they respect us.
100% on that, especially with the respecting, because a respect, especially when it comes to your livelihood and money, trust, respect, and listening is a huge thing. Because you want to, like Hillary did say, we want to make sure that we feel cared for, we want to feel safe. And if you respect us, we feel more that you are listening to us, because listening is such a huge sign of respect in our world.
Yeah. And for a long time, the money world has been a boys' club.
Yep.
And it still is to some extent, but things are changing. Women are starting to feel more comfortable discussing these things. You know, we don't all sit there and talk about hair and nails all day. We're sitting there talking about our investments. What mortgage rate are we paying? Now that people are speaking about it, it's no more taboo that you don't talk about money. If you are not sitting and talking about money and investments with your group of people, you got to find a new set of friends.
Not even that, but even with your significant other too, like that is a huge thing too, is to make sure that you guys see eye to eye on how you want to spend money, how you want to invest it. And if they don't feel the same way, then you can always do your own investments too. You don't yeah. always have to rely on your significant other to do these investments and rely on their money, especially if you're bringing in your own wage.
And you know, it's funny when they ask men and women, but more importantly, women, what does money mean to you? It's funny. So they ask them, "Is money? What does money represent? Actually, does it respect? Does it represent security, power, love, or freedom?" So the overwhelming amount of the women overwhelming associate cash flow with feelings of love and generosity, and wow. guys, men with freedom and power, or maybe power and freedom. I don't know, but isn't that funny how we think about money, eh, men yeah. and women?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, the difference.
Yeah, because I would have definitely, I was saying freedom. It's freedom. It's all about freedom. Yeah. Freedom to be powerful. But I'm sure that, you know, like when you think about, yeah, love and generosity, and that's probably why women are chosen to be the one to take care of elderly parents as well, because, you know, they're going to be the ones to make the right decisions for them in so many ways as well.
Yeah, it's a very interesting time for us. I mean, the COVID changed a lot of things, like Alex was saying, you know, more than 2.3 million women have left the workforce compared to 1.8 million over mm-hmm. the COVID. So a lot of changes are happening, good things are happening. And I think that's why it's important for men and women to sit down and you know, seek out your financial planner and put them to the task to help you to get to where you want to get to. And you know, after the break, I guess we'll get into more of the other things. But yeah, I would encourage everyone to call their advisors or give us, Hillary or Alex or myself, a call and chat about where you're heading.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that it's so great that you mentioned Hillary and Alex about those things that you know, women want when it comes to a financial advisor and a financial planner. And those are things that I think are definitely demonstrated by Kelvin when it comes to respect and listening. You need a good listener. He's Kelvin the Money Guy, and he will hear you out at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or if you want to go online, go to askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, and click on that schedule a call link to set up a time and date of your choosing. If you have a financial advisor and you need a second opinion, or you've been going it alone and you want to bounce some stuff off Kelvin, askkelvin.ca or 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more with Kelvin the Money Guy, Hillary and Alex, and me, Chris, the radio guy, here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Thank you for making Your Life, Your Money part of your Sunday morning. I am Chris Crescent, joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. And today we have a special treat. We also have Hillary and Alex, Kelvin's assistants, joining us as we're talking about women and individual financial planning. And, you know, so much you can get into stereotypes and things like that. But, you know, we've been working off of this poll that really explains a little bit about women's understanding of finances, understanding of their own understanding of finances, but also the fact that women are more and more in control of the finances in the home, and also bringing in more and more of the money for the home as well in their careers. And I'm reminded of a Seinfeld joke, and I think it probably plays a little bit of a role in all of this, but he was talking about channel surfing and the fact that, you know, men hunt and women nest. Now that got him booed off stage or booed a little bit, but I hope that everyone's still tuned in. But it does sort of make a little bit of sense when it comes to sort of finances and everything. And maybe it is that evolutionary thing. You know, men are out there taking risks, and maybe, you know, we'll go chasing after some buys and come back empty handed. But women are always there picking, you know, the fruit and making sure that the family is taken care of, and making sure that the vegetation and the things that we need to live off of are taken care of. I think there is something to just the differences in men and women, and that it carries forward in our financial lives.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because women naturally take a less riskier path and think differently than men, but it's changing. You know, they're living longer, so they got to take a little bit more risk in what they do. Mm-hmm. And like I said at the beginning, this is the first time in history where women will hold more senior jobs and earn and control more money than ever before. So it's so important for them to sit down with their financial planner and, you know, put some pen to paper and give it some thoughts, you know, choose between goals and review your options and review all the options that you have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are living in an age where access to information is, you know, the most we've ever experienced. And, you know, like, we've seen a lot of clients that are part of those groups, and there's a lot of people that are getting their information online and through Google. But that also tends to be a problem sometimes, because a lot of this information is more blanket information, and mm-hmm. some of the stuff may or may not work for your personal situation. So we do always recommend having a professional on your side to guide you through all the challenges that may come across your life. And, you know, whenever you have a professional, you're always going to get a better result than trying to DIY your money life. Like, that's not something you want to DIY, really.
No, you're right. I mean, you got to take and sit down and figure out where you want to be in the next little while. I mean, you know, I think together with your financial planner, you'll be able to connect your financial decisions you make today with the future you want for tomorrow. And I think that's where all of us want to head to.
Yeah, we definitely want to see brighter days in our future. And we don't want to have to worry about those unexpected hurdles that anybody can face, whether it's an unexpected death, or even, heaven forbid, a divorce, or even just having your parents move in with you. And then there's expenses that go up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because now it's more people that you got to look after. And it's just those nitty gritty details that Google does not give you.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, going through a separation or a divorce is probably one of the most stressful things that you can do in life. And it's very overwhelming for a lot of people. So leaning on the professionals in your life, like a financial planner, will absolutely alleviate a lot of that stress, because people sometimes are just lost during that time.
Well, what I find is that we, as financial advisors, we help you achieve a peace of mind.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about the money things too much. Remember, the average guy lives till when, you said?
80.
And you guys?
84.
Oh, my Lord.
4 years of peace.
And counting.
So, yeah. So I think that's why I think when women are investing their money, they need to break away from the traditional way of, you know, being less risky, taking a less risky path, because mm-hmm. you're going to outlive your money if you don't do it properly. So I think seeking a financial advisor or getting into a women's chat group about investments and so on is really, really important, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, the earlier you start, the more ability that you have to take on a little bit more risk. And that's mm-hmm. why it's so great to see so many of the millennial women and the Gen Z women that we're starting to see in our clients. And it just gives you a little bit more freedom and flexibility so that you can get to your goals.
Right. You can take those risks when you're young and then have still enough road to make up for it as well, if it doesn't necessarily go 100% according to plan.
Yeah, you know, learning about money is one of the best skills you can have, right? Not only will it benefit yourself, but it'll make a difference for your family, your spouse, you know, your grandkids, and your entire life experience. So it's very important that you sit down and learn about your money and learn the ups and the downs. Not just the good things, but, you know, the good and the bad about money. And I think if we do so successfully, we'll do okay, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's funny because that's one of the differences that we notice. You know, Alex and I speak to clients all day long. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the length of time that our phone calls are, it's always the women that we're sitting there chatting with. And it's lovely. Honestly, we have the best clients.
We love them.
Yeah. But the thing is, women really love to understand. They want to know why things happen. And, that's definitely the main difference that we see between women and men. And by having a professional by your side, it really helps you to understand, and therefore you build confidence with money.
And you know, to step, take it a step further, you guys give me the woman's point of it. Same as my wife, Veronica, because I ask them questions about things that clients ask me. Mm-hmm. And I always ask from a woman's perspective, what would you guys do? So it really works really, really well with my team. Like it's really cool.
I think in general, I think society has always known that women are better with money. I go back to my learning about economics in high school and the teacher telling us that payday was moved to Thursday from Friday to keep the money in the household. Because if you were paid and you got your check on Friday, the dude would just go out to the bar and drink it all away, and there'd be no money for groceries. So they moved it to Thursday so that the woman of the house could get her hands on the money and get and put it into the children or put it into the groceries before Buddy had a chance to go and spend it all or drink it all away. So I think that we've always known this as a society, and I think it's important that we acknowledge it we acknowledge how important that, you know, the woman's role is when it comes to finances. And, you know, I always say, you know, the rising tide is going to raise all the ships. So if, you know, women are successful with money, that means everyone's going to be more successful with money.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because from my own experience, my personal experience, and also seeing clients, what I've noticed, and this is my own Calvin statistic, is the household where the woman or the female controls the money are the most successful financial relationships there are. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to wash my hands of the entire situation. It's all on her now. It's all on her. And thanks to Alex and to Hillary for you know, making sure that Kelvin's ship stays on course as well, and connecting with all the clients and everything, because, you know, honestly, I can tell that he's got such a great team behind him, and I thank you for being part of the show here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Kelvin, thank you so much. I appreciate having you as always here on Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget, you got to reach out to Kelvin, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And don't forget to visit his website. That's askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.